Hello, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Huevos con Weenies podcast. I'm your host, Jay the Creator. With me again today is the one and only Rebel Sons. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good for the most part. Well, no, not pretty good. So today's Sunday. We don't normally record on this day. We usually record on Friday, but you decided to take your wife out to a nice dinner on Friday.
It was going nice. It was going very nice.
Yeah. And then, you know, you decided to go out drinking and you invited me. Yes. And I happily went along because, you know, it's a night out in the town. Why? Who would say no to that?
Yep.
You know? So I go out drinking with you guys. We're having a fun time. It's great. The only issue is that the next day I felt like total shit.
You did too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Felt like total shit for a number of reasons. One, I drank too much.
Yes.
Two, I got depressed because I drank too much. And three, I just don't like drinking that much.
Yeah. So when you were getting depressed because you drank too much, what's the cause, but what does it, like, how does it lead to depression, I guess you could say?
Gotcha. One could say it might possibly be like a trigger. Mm. Like, I hate to use that word, but
it's
the one most befitting, really. One, because I do worry about being an alcoholic, and you know, when I have nights like that, I kind of feel like it's just like a step closer to that line.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because I'm already bordering that line. I would say I'm not drinking every weekend, but the times that I do drink, you know, I just get too crazy, I would say. Even though
you go pretty hard,
it might not be crazy to other people, because you know, I'm not,
there's different levels.
Yeah, I'm not like running around yelling at people or anything like
trying
that,
trying to get into fights.
Yeah, nothing like that. It's just, you know, just the next day I feel like shit, and you know, that's what triggers the depression, I would say.
And it makes you think like, why am I so stupid, why did I drink so much?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I should have just stopped after you know, the shot.
Because after that moment, when you're actually doing it, it feels pretty good.
Of course, but
then you never think about the next day.
Yeah.
The next day, you're kind of... You're receiving the consequences of that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do you remember throwing up?
Yeah.
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 That wasn't the next day, though. That was the night of, you know?
It was?
Yeah, when you got home.
Ah, from the Uber?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
You were, you know, in the
I
bathroom.
Remember that. I just forgot, like, what period.
Yeah.
If it was after I passed out and
it was,
then woke
yeah,
up.
It was before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So, well, I was relieved when I actually did throw up. It made me feel less
nauseous.
Of course,
you feel a lot better. Yeah.
Because sometimes you just need to let it out. Otherwise, you're just walking around with this nauseous feeling.
Yeah. At some point, you have to. You have to force yourself.
Yep. And I don't know what I threw up. Maybe the dinner from that night.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if we ate anything. I'm not going to go into details about what it looked like or anything, because it's kind of gross, but...
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you
what throw-up isn't.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so today's Sunday, so are you recovered yet?
No, I would say I'm pretty...
Still lethargic.
Still lethargic, still a little bit depressed, but hopefully that, that goes away pretty soon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's where I'm at right now, unfortunately. But, you know, now I know. I probably just won't drink as hard next
time. Definitely.
For sure.
And I always think to myself, maybe just have a few shots and then just ride it out with White Claws. But it never ends up that way. Because shots always seem like a good idea.
Of course, yeah. Plus, fun to do, you know?
Yep. Because, if we did stick with, you know, White Claws, I think there would have been, you know, a lot smoother night.
Yeah.
But it did lead to some funny moments and overall, I guess, good time.
Yeah. We got cut off. The bartender cut us off at the bar.
Mm-hmm. Because of me.
Yeah. But at least we didn't get kicked out.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been embarrassing.
Well, you've been telling everyone we got kicked out.
Yeah. Because it's funnier.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
But if we were actually kicked out. Yeah, that would have been embarrassing.
Yeah, usually when one is kicked out, you think maybe rowdy or trying to start fights, things like that.
Exactly.
We decided to leave.
After
they were just going to serve us waters.
After we were cut off, yeah. I mean, they were lucky, or not lucky, they were nice enough to serve us some waters before we left.
Yeah.
But then we just went to 7-Eleven and got more beer.
Gotta love America.
And then drank in the parking lot. The parking lot across the street, not in 7-Eleven itself.
Yep, across the street. And we just pretty much chilled there and we worked on that six pack.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I really hope there wasn't. Because we were in the parking lot, like right next to the parking lot. It's like right next to a creek or something.
Right.
And, you know, I was like going down there to piss.
Yeah, I heard people down there.
Shit, that was what I was worried about. Now that I'm thinking, I was like, fuck. I hope homeless people weren't looking at my dick or anything.
They probably were.
Gross.
Probably peeking around a tree, just looking at it.
Just looking at me, taking piss. Thankfully they didn't do anything because, you know, I'll cut this out if we have to, but, you know, your wife went down there to do her thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, luckily, you know, nothing happened to her.
Yeah.
So, you know, crazy people or homeless people are crazy, dude.
They are.
I don't trust homeless people. If you're homeless and you're listening to this, I don't trust you.
You used to be all about the homeless people, though.
I know. What a fool
what
I was.
What changed? Yeah, I've you already, were really dedicated. Yeah, you were a patriot.
I've said it before on the podcast, but, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, you're young and you don't really know how the world works. You know, there's just some homeless people that just like to be homeless. They don't want to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's also a lot of crazy ass homeless people.
Yeah, I can't even imagine the feeling of just having no responsibility, no obligations to paying bills or your rent. It's kind of liberating, I guess you could say. But
you gotta worry about
you'll have to live on the streets.
Yeah. Yeah, who the fuck wants to live on the streets?
Someone who doesn't want to worry about bills and rent.
I guess. Or a crazy person.
Yeah.
Which is what most of them are.
Yeah. And, you know,